from Story Flow. This is your daily audio brief. Brock, July 20th. Five from the leagues. Here's where I'd start. Let's get into it. First, from The Guardian Sport. World Cup 2026. Latest news and reaction after Spain beat Argentina to win trophy. So here's the deal. Spain's got the trophy, and it's a huge moment for them. They've been patient, and it paid off. They won it in extra time, beating Argentina 1-0. It's a repeat of their 2010 World Cup win, with a whole new generation stepping up to the plate. The final itself wasn't exactly a goal fest, but the energy was still electric, especially with a closing ceremony and halftime show to get the crowd hyped. Next. Second, from Sky Sports. Hungarian GP, UK schedule, and how to watch on Sky Sports. Formula One is heading to Hungary for its last race before the summer break. The Hungarian Grand Prix is one of the most popular stops on the calendar. It's a key point in the world championship fight. You can catch all the action live on Sky Sports. The Hungarian Grand Prix is always a highly anticipated event, and this year is no exception. The summer break is just around the corner, so this is the last chance to see the cars in action for a while. Up next, third, from The Guardian Sport. Spain's system subdues a team built on the irrational magic of Messi's lone genius, Barney Roné. You know, Spain just pulled off an incredible win, taking down Argentina in the World Cup. It's a huge night for them, and they really earned that second trophy. But what's really striking is the contrast between their team and Argentina's. Spain's system just wore Argentina down, suffocating them with a relentless approach that left them struggling to find any rhythm. Argentina, on the other hand, was built around the magic of Lionel Messi. He's a 39-year-old genius, and his team's entire strategy was based on his ability to conjure something incredible out of thin air. But sometimes that magic just doesn't happen, and it seems like that might be the end of the road for Messi in this World Cup. He's given it his all, and it's hard not to feel a little sad about it. The way Messi's team played was all about faith and energy, a real devotion to the idea that he could somehow will them to victory. But in the end, that just wasn't enough. Spain's team, on the other hand, was all about the system, working together to achieve a common goal. It's a really interesting contrast, and it says a lot about the different approaches these two teams took to the game. And then, fourth, from The Guardian Sport. We had a date with destiny. De La Fuente lauds Spain players after World Cup victory. Manager says team and fans deserve everything. It hurts my soul. Scaloni to consider Argentina. Future Spain's manager, Luis De La Fuente, hailed his players for fulfilling what he described as their destiny by winning a second World Cup final against 10-man Argentina. The reigning champions were second best throughout, but it took until the second period of extra time for Spain to find the breakthrough from the substitute, Ferran Torres. Next, fifth, from Awful Announcing. John Strong mistakes Matt Damon for Brad Pitt on Fox World Cup final broadcast. Fox play-by-play announcer John Strong had a celebrity mix-up during Sunday afternoon's broadcast of the 2026 FIFA World Cup final between Spain and Argentina at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. In the first half, the Fox broadcast showed actor Matt Damon in attendance, but Strong thought it was another high-profile actor, Brad Pitt. "Brad Pitt also among the fans here," Strong said on the Fox broadcast alongside color commentator Stu Holden. "Oh, it's Matt Damon," Strong realized. "That's Matt Damon." "Brad Pitt also among the fans here." "Oh, it's Matt Damon." Up next, sixth, from The Guardian Sport. We defeated Los Ingleses. Argentina fans search for consolation as Messi misses out on perfect ending. Fans in Buenos Aires head to Obelisco Monument to celebrate a semi-final victory over England and honor what looks like Lionel Messi's last World Cup. Spain win the World Cup after Ferran Torres dethrones 10-man Argentina in extra time. Trump show offers fitting fever dream end to a World Cup of excess and damage. What happened? People outside an empanada shop in downtown Buenos Aires ask, trying to read the groans and gestures of the customers inside whose TV was a minute ahead of theirs. Spain scored, says Julian Escalante, 20, holding up his phone. And then, 7th, from awful announcing. Fox may have already lost its World Cup breakout star in Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Zlatan Ibrahimovic appeared to bid farewell to Fox Sports after the 2026 FIFA World Cup final, suggesting his time in the network studio was a one-tournament experiment. You made it easy for me. I hope, America, you enjoyed it as much as I did. And this is also my farewell to the studio, Ibrahimovic said at the end of Fox's post-game coverage. It is? Fox host Rebecca Lowe asked. This was the first and last time for me. So take care, everybody, Ibrahimovic continued. Zlatan Ibrahimovic. And this is also my farewell to the studio. Rebecca Lowe. It is? Zlatan. This was the first and I'll next. 8th, from The Guardian Sport. At the World Cup of Superstars, a team take home the trophy. Sid Lowe. The European champions conceded just one goal in the tournament, and Spain's success is a victory for a system release the pressure. Let it out. All of it and all of them. Again and again they had come. Again and again they had been halted, but they would not be denied. Up next, 9th, from BBC Sport Football. Trump, Bieber and Shakira. A World Cup final like never before. The 2026 World Cup final may not linger long in the memory for what happened on the pitch, but it will for all that surrounded it. With an appearance by President Trump, the longest halftime in football, and songs by a host of stars. And then 10th, from MMA Fighting. Mailbag. Is Conor McGregor ever going to fight again after the UFC 329 fiasco? Conor McGregor finally made his comeback, and it lasted for just over a minute. At UFC 329, McGregor blew his knee out in the opening moments against Max Holloway, raising questions about his fighting future. So, let's discuss that and whatever else y'all want to talk about. Have we seen the last of Conor McGregor in the UFC, and what's next for him? Nope. He's got one more in him. Over the weekend, McGregor revealed that he tore his ACL and meniscus, meaning he's out for at least 9 months. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.